Hey y'all, I'm Jimmy Carroll, and you probably know me from MTV's longest running show, The Challenge. Buckle up and get ready for this unfiltered podcast because I'm covering everything from my time on MTV to pop culture to what happens when you stop being polite and start getting real. Listen to Just Jim wherever you get your podcast.
I got the PR box from Heather Gay, Bad Mormon, and it came with another box that had a bunch of merch in it. Shout out Heather Gay. Thank you for including me in this big push. And I will read the book.
Reading is fundamental.
I've started to read lately, you know, who knew? Welcome, you flirty dirties, to a new episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ.
What?
What's up, flirty dirties? That was a little hangover from the Valentine's Day week. Thank God I'm not on social media as much anymore, because let me tell you, last week when everyone's posting like, my everyday Valentine, you're my everything. Since the first day I laid eyes on you. Did you see that shit?
No, I've been avoiding social media like the plague too.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about those guys that put like four pages in the caption about their significant other?
I think that they're full of shit.
I do too.
I think that, you know, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I kind of don't. I mean, maybe you and I are a little salty because we're just grinding every day, but like, I think the point is to make it a little more realistic, like ease up.
Well, I think you should focus your attention on the person that is the Valentine. Like, I think unless you know that your Valentine likes a public acknowledgement, then, you know, there are people that are out there like that, especially people that are big on social media. They like, you know, their significant other to make a grandstanding announcement on social media that they're the love of their life. That's fine. But if, you know, you're not, you know what I mean? Like, it gets a little bit overkill.
I just found it to be nauseating. I literally got a little sick every time that I saw something this year. Try me next year. Maybe I will feel differently. This year, it just felt fugazi, excessive, and I didn't post anything for you on Valentine's Day.
You know what? No one get me a card or anything, but I'm used to that.
I did get you a card.
No, you didn't.
You wrote me the most beautiful poem. Mm. Can I read it?
No.
Why?
I mean, knock yourself out.
Okay, hold on. I really almost fainted when you left me a card on the morning of Valentine's Day because I was not expecting anything. We were supposed to go and have a picnic, which it was windy and freezing and cold, and we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I guess we just didn't knock it out of the park this year for, you know, reasons that are within our control and not. But there it was, this gigantic card on Shams's bed where he knew I'd see it. And
well, no, Shams was supposed to give you the three cards.
Oh, he didn't give them to me, but I found them. And
little dick.
And you did come through with the poem.
Well, you asked me for one for fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you guys heard about it here, so I'm going to share it here. And this is something that I did not expect at all. Okay, it goes like this. My beautiful wife, the love of my life, I can't let a day go by without thanking you.
Sounds great.
What? I'm trying to read your chicken scratch. Thanking you for creating Shams, who is the sun in our sky, bringing light to my days and warmth to my heart. It's till the dirt forever, and that's what sets our love apart. Together we created a family so tight, a bond unbreakable with a bundle of joy and light, delight. A gift from above, a dream come true, and Toya, our furry friend, who's not our, she's our daughter, that completes our crew. Maybe I'll just take out the furry friend part, and I'll just say our Toya that completes our crew.
There you go.
She brings laughter, comfort, and a sense of joy. Although when we play fetch, she never gives up her toy. My
wife, fucking Christ.
Oh, my wife, man. My son, my dog, my heart's delight.
You are Next year, I'm just going to buy a card, bro.
No, man. This is amazing. You're my world and meaning for life. It ran off the page. Maybe you didn't see. Try to read it yourself. You want to try to read it?
I bet I can bang it out. Look, okay. My beautiful wife, the love of my life, I can't let a day go by without thanking you for creating Shams, who is the sun in our sky, bringing light to my days and warmth to my heart. It's the till the dirt forever, and that's what sets our love apart. Together we created a family so bright, a bond unbreakable with a bundle of joy and delight. A gift from above, a dream come true, and toy our furry friend that completes our crew. She brings laughter, comfort, and a sense of joy. Although when we play fetch, she never gives up her toy. My wife, my son, my dog, my heart's delight. You are my world and my meaning for life. The end.
That was nice. It was really nice. I tear up every single time.
I would too.
So then, since the card that you didn't see it, because I left it there for you on your desk.
I didn't get a card.
So then I'll write you a poem.
It's okay.
No, I'll write you a poem. You're not asking me. I'm going to do it.
It's okay.
So it seemed like this week things were coming at me like three times a charm. I had to call a plumber three times. I had to go through like to the Apple store because my brand new 14 Max Pro didn't start. Like there were definitely a lot of things that were going on to the point where I was like, has somebody put the Jen Aiden evil eye on me?
Well, one thing we could say, I mean, listen, obviously not everybody out there is that fortunate, but if you are fortunate enough to be in a position where you have some rental property to make some passive income.
There is someone on the HOA that has put a vendetta out on certain people who live in the building, and we're his like current focus right now. So they've made my mom sick. They made me and like I started to call my neighbors that I have long-standing relationships with, and you guys,
but you haven't seen or spoken to in a long time because you don't live there.
Yeah, you guys know the condo that we moved back into for a year so that we could be down the hall from my dad. And I pick up the phone. I'm like, hey Maggie, have you been having problems with, we'll call him Pez.
Okay, I prefer fuck face.
And Maggie will be like, as a matter of fact, I've been going through hell with said person. And then another neighbor has a horrifying story where they were gaslit. And then all of these terrible, terrible things, all from one person.
Yeah.
Everybody else, we've known this building I moved into and when I was a teenager. And a lot of the neighbors that were there then are still there now.
Oh, listen, when we lived there, that's it's one of the things that I don't want to say I was uncomfortable about, but it was definitely a presence. Like everybody in the building knew who she was. Most of those people have lived there for a long time. So she's got very good relationships with all them. But we haven't been there since we moved out. We live far from there. So, you know, it's not somewhere she's active in the building so much anymore. So a lot of the things that she was hearing as far as complaints and whatnot and this, that, the other were news to her. And then, like, collectively, it's like everybody had the same complaints about the same person.
And nobody is doing anything about it.
Yeah.
Because everyone is just, like, suffering in silence, not having, you know, like, everyone's experience is staying there. I did find out that a little bit of, what is it? She went on strike for her union. I am more than willing and able, meaning that I am not scared to stand against someone who is terrorizing other people who all have a right to, you know, quiet living. Do you guys want to save money on food this year? I know I do.
Absolutely.
Every Plate is America's best value meal kit and the ultimate hack to do just that. Meals are 25% cheaper than grocery shopping, so you can count on the great value week after week. You don't have to make trips out of the house. You don't have to stand in lines. And you only pay for what you need because these meals are pre-portioned ingredients. Like Tommy, you know how you only use like a pinch of paprika, but then you have like this giant thing of paprika that you'll never need?
Yeah, it saves you a bunch of money.
Herbs are very pricey and they don't last long enough.
And produce too. Like you don't need the whole stalk of celery if you're making a meal, just a simple meal. And with this, you don't have to worry about that.
I love that you and I come together in the kitchen and we have a meal that we can make in 30 minutes or less. It's great quality time. Shams helps us. It's just a fun activity that is also going to be healthy.
I like that you could customize every meal too. Yes. You know, a lot of these meals, this is something where you're picking the meals, man. You'll already know ahead of time what you're going to get and everything's real fresh.
It's 25 tasty and affordable recipes to choose from every week and up to 22 sides, snacks, desserts, and even more. I mean, check it out, you guys. You can start off your week with the right bite, with every plate's newest meal preference, Nutrish and Delish. It features around 650 calories or less. They're wholesome, satisfying dishes, and they help you stay on track with your goals and take out all the guesswork. So you don't have to count calories, and you can dig into the delicious lettuce wraps, the rice bowls, and more.
And right now, if you use our code, you could get meals for $1.49. $1.49. You're not getting anywhere. You're not eating for $1.49, especially fresh, full-quality stuff. Right now, if you use the code THEDIRT149, you could get meals for $1.49.
That's THEDIRT149. THEDIRT 149.
Mangiare.
And mangiare. That's up to $110 value. So this week was rough. You know, Tommy and I, you and I, we've been going through it. We've had a little bit of like, some of the stuff is couple stuff. Some of it is building stuff. And it's stressful. Having plumbing leaks is stressful. It's time consuming. It derails you from your day and
from your regular focus, you know what I mean? And it, again, if anything that you're going to have something that's time consuming, costly, and way out of the realm, it really throws a kerfuffle in the rest of your week.
On top of which, not only does that derail you, but when your son wakes up and he's sick and we had to keep him home this whole week from school, and it made me realize, like, you can have a schedule where you think you're going to wake up and you're going to punch out all these things. Bro, the phone can ring and all of a sudden you are heading out to handle a fire, so to speak, right?
We make plans and God laughs.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? This is why you have to have grace. You have to calm yourself down, because I start getting heart palpitations. I'm nervous that I have to drive across town. I'm nervous what the problem is going to be, how much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take? Is everyone going to be amenable? Then I had to go at the end of the week. We were up against a holiday weekend, a 3-day weekend, right? You know, I went to find a toilet, you know, to buy at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon of a 3-day weekend. So I honestly took all of the breathing techniques that you've been talking about, all of the stress coping mechanisms. I was like, okay, I Googled, like, how can I calm myself down? And I just tried to just say, everything's going to be okay. At the end of the day, things happen. You have to deal with psycho personalities. People are crazy. People are not going to be nice all the time. People aren't going to be helpful all the time.
In the last 3 years, this is pretty much the only situation that we've had, you know, there. So
yeah,
it is what it is. You know what I mean? You got to kind of roll with the punches. Box breathing. I think I've talked about that on this pod before.
It's yes,
also
you have.
Very helpful.
Yes. Just
to reiterate, box breathing is a Navy SEALs technique that they teach. It's four sides of a box, right? So it's for 4 minutes. That's one side. You breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds, and then let it out for 4 seconds. And you do that for 4 minutes. That completes the box, and it works, man.
What are you telling yourself?
You're not telling yourself anything. You're focusing on the breath.
Okay,
You're focusing on the breathing, and that, you know, will calm you down. And it works for me, man.
I started my week thinking, I'm going to use one of those vouchers that I have, one of those gift certificates for the massage, you know, because like I consider getting a massage a big luxury. So I probably get one every few years. And you gave me one and I was like, this is the week. And I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. I couldn't, I had, there was, I didn't have time to pull over to put gas in my car when it was on empty before I was going to be late for the next thing. Well,
you're a madman.
Sure as
with
shit,
that.
You're not going to get.
You're a madman with that.
No. No.
Yesterday we were coming back from
a party, which we got to talk about because we saw BB Rex. We were coming back from a friend of our friend.
Oh, but we were coming back, and I'm looking because I drove home, and she was on like 6% gas, and I'm like, whoa! And that to me, that's like one of my, that's up there on Mount Everest of my worst nightmares. Like I've never ran out of gas in my life. I don't ever want to run out of gas. And she was like, that's nothing, man. We could drive to Vegas. I drove to Vegas with less. I'm like, you're a nut.
The happy ending to the story is I was proud of myself by the end of the week. It was a long day. And I literally was like, TGIF. I'm proud of you. You made it through. You went from one thing to the next. And you know what? If something that was supposed to happen last night didn't happen until tonight, you know, it took 24 hours longer. I am doing my best. Things happen. And I got tested very much so, but I felt like you're going to be okay. You did it. You got through it. The 5 years ago, you, or the 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to handle this without freaking out and melting down and like just crawling into a fetal position. But I didn't. I made it. And
well, I mean, listen, your mom's not a big help in that situation either, because she's frantic as hell, dude. Like, in that type of environment.
Yeah, that was true. That was
she's
happening.
So frantic, dude. Like, it's like you're talking to her and her hair's on fire, you know? It's like,
yeah, the littlest thing.
Yeah, and it just, and she'll start with a spark. You want to talk about brush fires. She'll start with a spark of something, and before she, and then this could happen, and then this, and then this, and then this, and it's like she just has made or concocted this crazy.
And you're sitting there thinking, this is my mom. I need my dad right now.
Yeah, I bet.
You know?
I bet.
Like, I
bet.
Need somebody that's going to be like, well, you know, we'll figure it out.
And that's one of the other things, you know, not to go back into the part about the building and whatnot, but that's one of the other things that's the problem. Like, she's there. She's present, right? But none of the other people in the building can deal with her. So that's why a lot of the things that, you know, my wife doesn't know about or has been immune to is because no one's telling Vita because they know she's going to freak out. So it's kind of like, I didn't know any of this was going on. You know what I mean?
So yeah, like, so I had to call a bunch of people and tell everyone.
Yeah.
Contact,
get the lowdown. Yes.
Contact
yes.
me.
Yes.
As soon as anything happens, you can email me, you yes. can text me, you can call me, you can whatever. I'll get it taken care of.
And that's a, you know, coming out of the week,
the
after
moral
the shit week,
of the story,
that's a big...
That was what I was trying yes, to come up with.
Yes.
The moral of the story is that I'm proud of myself that I made it through something that ordinarily would have taken me out.
Yep.
It would have laid me out. I wouldn't have been able to accomplish the things I did, but somehow I knew a lot of these things were all over different parts of Southern California,
it's
too.
It's not somehow. It's a kid. It's having a kid. It happens with me a lot,
it
too,
makes
man.
You stronger.
There's so many. It's like you got to be a beacon for him, you know? And listen, he didn't know any of the shit was going on. So it's not like it's not that. It's just like, all right, what am I going to tell him? When he gets to that point in age and life, when he has this type of week,
well,
go lie down. You know what I mean? Go lie down and take a load off, drink a bottle of booze. You know what I mean? Like, no, you got to soldier through it.
Yes.
So how am I going to tell him how to soldier through it unless I can soldier through it? So I got to soldier through.
Well, I read something, speaking of the new me who reads all the time now, this week, that your children learn from you.
100%.
Right? And if you stay stagnant, your children mirror that energy. So when you evolve and you become a better person, your children feel that energy and they evolve and become better and stronger.
I've read a phenomenal book. It's The Millionaire Mindset. I read it and I'm reading it again at each chapter before bed. You know, it's not just about money. It's about
a mindset. It should be called like a powerful mindset. Well, but maybe millionaire sells the books.
Oh, usually.
You know, it's like, oh, money is the motivation.
And no, he's trying to teach you how to get into the mind, how the rich think, how rich people
smart
think.
Smart people.
Well, rich people don't think. Rich people don't think like poor people. And he's just breaking it down. But so much comes from when you're young. And I can sit there as I'm reading it and it like, it's flashbacks. Like light bulb. And it's not even you know what I mean? My mom wasn't there, dude. She was working. You know what I mean? So like, it sounds cave. Like I was almost raised by wolves in a lot of sense.
So give me an example.
I would go from a babysitter to another babysitter. And then, you know, maybe they wanted to jack up the rent jack up the price. And now I got a new babysitter. It's just like, I just don't have a lot of the tools that are necessary.
Give me an excerpt that gave you a light bulb.
It's just all through it. You know, my financial blueprint is just way askew. You know what I mean? It's one of the reasons that no matter how much money I have, you always feel like you're broke, because I used to feel like that with her. You know what I mean? It always felt like
scarcity.
It just, not just
that's
that.
Why your fridge has to be full.
Yes.
And I like an empty fridge.
Yes.
So that's really,
that's a case in point.
That's a really interesting
A case in point. Cause there were many times, and like, again, she worked and you could see the evolution of my mother as a woman, you know, just standing there hindsight. She started off as a divorced secretary working for New York Telephone in a time when there was a lot of grab ass, I'm sure, and there was a lot of inappropriate things being said that you just kind of got accustomed to it. And she worked her way up, man. You know, I had a dream about this the other night, too, after reading the book, where at the time there was like a catalog, right? So she would work these streets. So she'd work every day, all day. You know, she'd leave in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. She'd come home, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. She was out cold by, you know, 8:30. You know what I mean? Then on the weekend, they would have these street fairs that you could work.
Okay.
And they didn't pay you overtime for them.
Okay.
They didn't pay you anything. You earned points.
Okay.
And with those points, they gave you a catalog that you could then get things from the catalog. Right.
Clothes or food or
no,
stock options?
No, it's stuff for it's like a Sears Roebuck catalog.
Okay.
So you could get everything. And she, you know, laced our house, new couch, brand new marble table, brand new, you know, like real nice shit, dude. Stuff that would cost a lot of money. And she got that break in her ass, you know. And then when she died and I moved in with my grandmother, they threw all of it out because didn't fit their style or whatnot, you know. And this is pre-posted on Craigslist, you know what I'm saying?
So when you read the book and you read, like,
no, for me, like the light, the one, it was like she worked all this time
and then it got thrown out
for nothing.
Yeah,
I didn't have my mom for nothing, you know what I mean? And I just, like I said,
that's trauma.
Yeah. And it was just a lot of stuff. It's very important to me to be around my kid as much as possible.
Yeah.
I need him to know that I love him. You know what I mean?
Did you feel like when your mom was at work that you guys barely got any time before bedtime?
We didn't. Like I said, she
was like, you just never saw her.
She came in, she'd be bushed, you know, and I probably got in a lot of trouble that day that she didn't know about. So I was trying to get her to go to sleep. You know what I mean? Before she checked the voicemail.
And found
like
something
the
out.
Yeah.
And so do you think today, how does that show up in your life?
I need that fridge to be full.
Okay.
Like, if it's not, it tells me shit's not going right, bro. Like, shit's not good. You know what I mean? And I don't know why, but it just is. And that's my hang up. And it's something
And then with us, with me, I'll be like, Tommy, I can't fit my finger in the fridge. It's stuffed. Like, we don't need this much food at the same time. Costco is 5 minutes away from our house. And so, like, sometimes you meet, fall in love, marry, and start a life and a family and try to run a household with people who have complete polar opposite, you know, stuff, you know, like.
For sure.
And
well, yeah, no, that's one of the things he talks about. He and his wife had totally different blueprints, financial blueprints of how, like, she's someone that The second you gave her a dollar, whether it was a dollar or $1,000, she was spending every nickel of it, every penny. And it was because her poor parents, you know, had a skewed view. So it all traces back to your kids listening, dude. He's listening, he's watching, and he's paying attention. And you got to send the right messaging to them because they know. And, you know, it might not be something that they'll even be able to explain to you, but it goes in there. It goes in their memory bank. And it goes in their file cabinet, and they might not actively know, but part of their subconscious will know, and you just got to try and give these kids the right tools, because otherwise you could fuck them up.
Well, when I grew up, from what you're saying about your childhood, I would notice if my parents would let me get away with things. I would notice if they didn't make me do chores, because I would see my friends would. I would notice if they would hand me, you know, $200 to go spend it at the mall, whereas my other friend had to go cash her paycheck and make $50 work. I would get things easier. And, you know, I knew that in the short run that was better, but I also know that in the long run, it can go both ways. Like, yeah. You could be, I know a lot of people who their parents were full on health nuts. They weren't even allowed to have real peanut butter in their house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Her mom was grinding the fucking peanuts, and their bread was garbage. They weren't allowed to have Wonder Bread. They grew up healthy. And then you hear the exact same household. Their kids end up eating terribly bad once they have the ability to do so.
It's thought patterns and things, instincts that you have. That why do I have this instinct? It's because it's the way that you were brought up and the way that you lived and your whole life. Why does this thought go this way when
So are you saying, like, it's a good idea for you and me to make sure that we're making nice, practical choices? Like, make a good choice. Don't be overindulgent. Don't be underindulgent. Be moderate about rewards, punishment. If you want to eat, like, you don't need to order the bottomless.
No, I think it's very important to emulate yourself or pattern yourself off people that you want to emulate. People okay. That you see or that you're like, you know, and not everybody's perfect, right? And be careful of heroes, because they're going to disappoint you at some point, right?
Sometimes they're fake.
Yes. But I'm just talking about, like, the things that you see from people that you admire and you respect. Focus on that and try and bring that into your life. Try to actively do that. That's why, you know, I have just a daily to-do. This from another book I read.
Oh, too. We know, honey. We know you've got your daily to-do list. So the moral of the story is we're all trying to learn mindset habits that are going to make us the best that we can be.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let's move on. So this weekend we were at a party. It was our very, very good friends of mine and Shams and you and
Jesse,
the creator of Shaw's. You guys remember the creator of Shaw's?
He's been a guest on the pod.
Their daughter turned 5, and we had a beautiful, they have a beautiful house, a beautiful party. So what I really thought this episode was going to be about was our very, 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 very good friends with Bebe Rexha and her boyfriend, who is the person that how they met him through. So when they planned this party a couple months ago, I was on a conference call with them, and I was like, oh my God, are you guys going to like invite Bebe Rexha? Because I don't think I'm going to be able to, I'm going to lose my shit if she walks in. They were like, yeah, I think we'll invite her. And yeah, you know, are we going to invite her? Yeah, why wouldn't we? I mean, she doesn't have a kid, but like, she's still our friend. And I'm like, yeah, of course you have to. Don't be those people that don't invite your friends because they don't have kids. That's fucked up. So she walks in with her boyfriend, who I know. And I didn't lose my shit, you guys. I somehow kept it together. And this is what happens. I am standing around the party. Tommy is 99% hanging with Shams. And Shams is shy.
Well, yeah, he wouldn't leave my side. He wouldn't leave my side.
Yeah, Shams wants mommy or daddy.
He opened up a little bit at the end, but
he likes one-on-one situations. Also, the party was in full swing. He doesn't like walking into something that's in full swing.
Yeah.
Maybe if we walk in and it's empty, he can warm up a lot faster.
Yeah.
As I was standing around, one of our friends had a brand new girlfriend that we've never met before. Okay. Wanted to make sure that she's, you know, standing alone. kind of want to make sure she was going to, she knew that she was going to meet Rodney's friends. And I was like, hey, good to meet you. I gave her a hug. I learned that everyone that I hugged them hello, and it made them feel like they were in a safe place with me. And I like that. I love a hug. Apparently a hug from me goes a long way.
A hug from Shams goes even further. And not to be, you know, shameless plug, the best hug in the world, the book that I wrote about to my son, will be out soon.
Bottom line, at one point, BB was standing alone. And I was like, I'm not going to let this freaking living legend stand here by herself being like, I am alone. There's nobody talking to me. What am I going to do? So I just took a couple steps over and I was like, hi, nice to meet you. Hi, I'm BB. Hi, I'm MJ or Mercedes. Sometimes I say MJ, sometimes I say Mercedes. And nothing, bro. We just like, it was fine. I was normal. Hopefully I tried to make her feel comfortable. The music was really loud. The DJ was really loud. So sometimes she would say something to me and I would have to like repeat it so that I could like digest this process, this conversation. And then we ran into your girlfriend, the one who has a baby.
Yes.
And works for Dr. Gavami's office.
I don't know where she works. What's her name? She's a nurse. Ellen. But now she goes by Lenka because she's Russian. And I think that means Lenka means Ellen Russian.
So we saw a lot of our friends. You got to hang out with one of your old friends. And I noticed there were just like a couple girls there that were like kind of solo, kind of like just, I was the icebreaker yesterday. Mm. I was the icebreaker with females that didn't have other people that they knew well. And it just felt great. I liked my outfit enough. My shoes were comfortable. That's key. But they were also very comfy, cozy, but platform. So they were high and comfortable. Yeah. And good for the grass. And good for like walking back and forth around, romping around a party. So it was definitely a fun, fun party. And we took some gifts that are going to last a long time because kids need to do arts and crafts and activities. It's just like you when you do your cooking. I'm sure that relaxes you and it's a form of meditation. Arts and crafts are a great activity for children to focus and calm and have a good beginning, middle, end.
Yeah.
Couple of tips for how to fangirl that I learned yesterday at the party. Take a second to take in the room. And if you see somebody that's standing by themselves, just initiate the conversation. Hi, chances are they're alone. They don't want to be alone. They'll be down for anybody to say hi to them. And that's the case with three of the girls that were there. One of them just happens to be a living legend. And try to be a good listener. And if you ask them questions that are simple, like, are you having a good day? It's nothing deep that is going to be too intrusive or personal. I didn't ask them, what do you do? Or pretend anything like nosy.
Sing me a song.
Right. Like, oh my God, your hit, I'm Blue, is killing the charts. No. I'm just like, are you having a good day? Like, compliment them. I love your jacket. You look so cute. You have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen in my life.
See, I totally disagree.
Compliments.
I totally
acknowledge them. Give them attention. Let them feel heard and seen.
I disagree. I think you need to be more aloof.
Genuinely, those were my feelings and I expressed them because instead of being in my head, I was actually able to be more giving to the person that I know observed as being by themselves in a party in broad daylight.
Cool.
And then a couple of the girls were like, oh, I'm hungry. I was like, did you get something to eat? Kind of like be like, help the hosts of the party host the party. Like, do you need something to eat? Did you get anything to eat? Do you want to grab some water? Do you want a drink? Do you need anything? Let me introduce you. Like, this is my husband. Oh, do you have a kid? Oh, how old is your kid? Whatever. It went such a long way. It made me feel so good. And if you run into if you're a fan and you run into somebody, just treat them like a normal person because they are.
Yes.
Sorry to rush out. I know this was hopefully an episode that you guys enjoyed. You guys are going to the comment section and you are giving us feedback on the Apple podcast. We love reading those. So please, please continue to do that.
Thank you guys. See you guys next week.
thank you so much for listening to another episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. We're so happy you're coming on this journey with us. It would mean so much to us if you would rate our show, give us 5 stars, leave a nice comment, and subscribe so you can stay up to date with all our new episodes. If you go to our website, tillthedirtpodcast.com, you can sign up for our mailing list, and also be sure to check out our merch. Follow us on all platforms at Till the Dirt Podcast and on YouTube at Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. See you next week, Dirties.